Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this, guys? Being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. Kyle, I've been doing better with my days of the week now that football season is here. I had a little blip right there,
but straight.
It was not bad. I just impressed myself.
So I'm looking over how we did last week, Joe, and I'm angry, and probably not for the reason that you think I'm angry. Neither one of us had a great week last week. Floating around, you and me combined were 500.
Mm-hmm.
So we did okay. But if you go back and listen to last Thursday's podcast, I said, man, Joe, are you sure Houston can't cover 8.5? I said, man, Joe, are you sure BYU at home with a quarterback starting his second career game can't cover -4 against the Trojans? And I'll be damned if they both didn't do it.
You got to stop listening to me, man.
I'm a coward. And that's really what it comes down to is I played scared last week because I don't want to add too much distance between you and me and the picks. And if I'd listened to my heart, I would have gained a game on you.
You made a very good choice in switching that Stanford pick.
Man, that was an embarrassment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was. So that was a hell of a pick by you there.
UCF's for real, man.
Stanford's not that good this year, and just the dynamics of that cross-country trip in Florida, that wasn't a good combo for Stanford.
Yeah, no. So we can officially stick a fork in Stanford in general now.
Well, and that's...
Are toast in the Pac-12 now.
They're in one of these games. They play Oregon this week, so we'll talk Stanford today at some point, so...
Oh, and they're at home on the farm, huh?
They are.
All right, so who's picking first this week? Is it me?
I don't really care, so I'll let you choose. Dealer's choice.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Why not? I'll go first. So our first game on the slate today, this must be the Friday game, Joe.
Yep, Friday.
It is the Friday game. Fired up. I got to drop the dog off at my mom's house. Got the pet sitter because I'm going to Dallas this weekend.
Excited for you, man.
But I got to do that, and I got to get home before the start of this game. It's very important for me. Because Utah, number 10 Utah, is going on the road to play USC. And Utah is favored on the road by 4 points, -4. And Joe, I'm going to call a spade here.
Yeah.
I don't think USC is that good.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get in a quarterback. And I do think Utah is a good football program. I like the explosiveness they have on offense. They got NFL players on every level of defense. Give me Utah on the road to cover against the USC Trojans.
With you. Give me Utah in this game as well. I like them to cover on the road for all the reasons you just said. And I didn't put my pick in the right box.
Yeah, you put that in the right box?
Yeah, that was bad. All right, so we're both in on Utah, the Utes. All right, the next game here is
our
Utes this week. Air Force travels to Boise State, number 20 Boise State. Boise State is a 7.5-point home favorite. These teams played last year. Boise State won by 10 wherever Air Force plays their football games, at Air Force.
It's out in Colorado, man.
Where is it, Colorado? I had no idea.
Wherever Colorado plays their football games.
Wherever Air Force plays their football game. Boise State's taking care of business this year. I mean, for the most part. They played a tight game against Marshall. They beat Florida State at Florida State. They took care of business against Portland State. The big takeaway for me, I'll toot my own horn here. I do a good job of forecasting option offenses and how they're going to face against specific teams. Boise State has proven that they can defend and play with an option offense a little bit. They're at least experienced going up against Boise or Air Force from time to time. Give me Boise State to cover that spread at home.
That's also a Friday game.
So we're going to find out some things early this week, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have two, and I'm with you. Lock and step, brother. Give me Boise State to cover 7.5. Southern Miss traveling to Tuscaloosa to play the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama's favored by 38.5. Joe, I'd probably take Alabama to cover if this was 45. So this is easy money for me. Easy pickings, in my opinion. Give me Bama minus 38.5.
So SMU played at Mississippi State week two. They lost by 23. Alabama's a whole lot better than Mississippi State, right?
Easy money.
Easy money. Give me, man, that's a lot of points, but I'll go with Alabama at home.
It's not a lot of points, though.
We got some bigger spreads than this coming up. So,
well, I mean, like Alabama's already been favored against New Mexico State by 55.5. And that's a lot of, like, when you start talking high 40s and 50s, that's what I'll automatically take the underdog to cover.
Yeah.
But five touchdowns and change between these two teams at home for Alabama with the way they're firing on all cylinders on offense? No, I'm not sweating 38.5.
I have a grudge against Alabama for last week. They cost me real money, Kyle. Real money. And I'm holding – I got a list going, brother. Yeah, I got grudges against Iowa. I have grudges against NC State, Alabama. All on my list.
Listen, you're going to run out of teams to have grudges against
here. I know, but I got some friends in Wake Forest and Oklahoma. So, all right, here we go. Number four, LSU travels to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, it's a 24-point favorites are LSU going into Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has lost by 20 to Purdue. They've lost by 24 to Georgia. Give me LSU, a hot football team with a pretty dynamic offense all of a sudden, to cover that spread in Nashville.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and here's the deal, right? Like, Vandy has some NFL players, but they're on the offensive side of the ball.
Right, doesn't matter against this team.
And when you consider, first of all, the firepower that LSU has now, but on top of that, some of their defensive players, Christian Fulton, the guys they have rushing the passer, Kalavon Chase on, Michael Divinity, like, LSU's got counters for the plus difference makers on Vanderbilt. So I think that's a big difference maker in that football game, even though it's in Nashville, as you said. Joe, this is the first tough one for me.
Yeah? I feel strongly about it.
Tennessee is on the road against number 9 Florida. Florida's playing their backup quarterback because they've lost Felipe Franks. You're probably going to tell me that that's an upgrade.
You have no idea what I'm thinking here. But I do. I have strong convictions on this one.
Rivalry game. They almost always play each other tight. But Florida has that unknown variable. And I think, quite frankly, I think they have a better passer. I'm really conflicted here, Joe. Just to establish, we both do reserve the right to change our picks.
We do. So you're going to change it. You're going to change yours to whatever mine is.
No. You get the first crack this week.
Okay.
I think I'm taking Florida to cover 14 at home.
Is it locked in? Well, I mean, obviously you get a chance to change it at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the Vols.
What's your thought process?
This team found some life last week against Chattanooga, all right? And
against Chattanooga.
They needed that game. They needed that game, right? This is a team that's kind of backed up against the wall. They have talent. They're not, like, completely untalented with their personnel. Jeremy Pruitt knows how to coach in the SEC. It's a rivalry game. It's two touchdowns, but I don't know. I don't think there's too many unknowns with this Florida offense right now. And, I mean, are they that untouchable on defense? Florida wins a game, but maybe by 10. Going with the Vols.
Not sure how I feel. I was going to be lukewarm on it either way.
This game's always close every year, man.
I know, and that. All right, Joe, before you do your pick,
yep.
I want to talk to everybody about one of our sponsors today, Mac Weldon. Mac Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. I guarantee it, and it's definitely true for me. For 20% off your first order, visit macweldon.com and enter promo code LOCKEDON. We'll be right back after this quick break, and Joe's going to get into Michigan at Wisconsin.
See, now, Kyle, this is the game I would not want to go first time. This one gets me a little uncomfortable. We've got 11 Michigan at 13 Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite. Both teams coming off byes. I know. They're both coming off byes.
Yeah.
Wisconsin hadn't allowed a point all year, Kyle. 49-0 over South Florida, 61-0 over Central Michigan. And now here comes their first test of the year in Michigan. Michigan has not been that dynamic of a football team so far this year. They took two overtimes to beat Army. And they beat Middle Tennessee State 40-21, but maybe you expect a little bit more at home. The first road contest of the year for the Wolverines. Wisconsin covers. Wisconsin covers wins this game at home by more than 3 points.
I'm going to let it hang for a minute, let you squirm and think about it.
I'm good. I talked myself right into that.
Listen, I've been doing some study on Wisconsin this week for assignments for the Draft Network. I watched Zach Bond, their pass rusher, who is like quintessentially everything you would expect a Wisconsin pass rusher linebacker to be. He's the exact same player. Like TJ Watt was the exception because he's a little more dynamic. He's like Vince Beagle. 2.0. He's Andrew Van Ginkel 2.0. Like, they're all the exact same player. It's wild. But he's a fun football player. And then I watched on offense, I watched Cole Van Landen at offensive tackle. I watched Quintez Cephas, the wide receiver who missed all of last year, faced 2 sexual assault charges and was dismissed from the school, missed the entire season. They went through the due process in the courts, and right in the 11th hour before the start of this season, they found Cephas not guilty of both charges, was reinstated into the university, reinstated under the football program. And he looks great. Looks like he has not missed a beat. He's a fun name. He's not super productive. He'll never be super productive at Wisconsin. It's just the way it is. They got Jonathan Taylor there. Van Lannen's impressed me versus what I saw from him before this season. Their right guard, I don't know if he's any good or not, Joe. I just kind of saw him in passing, but he's the largest human being I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ever?
Ever.
Really?
Like, he is literally bursting out of his pads. It's hilarious.
Can he move?
Yeah, he's sticky. Okay. You know, so it's like, I think Wisconsin's scrappy enough on defense, and I think they will run the ball enough to win this football game. So give me Wisconsin to cover at home -3.5.
I was wondering what you were building up to there, man.
I mean, I Cephas really caught me off guard. I was expecting more rust. I watched both games he's played so far this year.
And you've been down on Michigan for a while.
Because Michigan stinks.
Right. So I was expecting the whole time for you to go Wisconsin. Then I'm like, is he going to talk himself out of it? Like, where is he going?
No, I mean, I just wanted to give Wisconsin some credit because I've gotten some more context on some of their players in the last couple days.
And I know you've been on that train a little bit, so.
Cal at Ole Miss. Ole Miss currently favored by 2.5, Joe.
Yeah.
Think you can give me Cal here. I don't have strong convictions. But Cal has played against a potent passing offense in Washington already this year. And they showed very well. They have some NFL talent on the defensive side of the football. Give me Cal.
I'm going Cal as well here. I think they win the game outright. So the fact that they're road dogs is one that I like here. So give me Cal. I've been believers in Cal here. They've done me well. I'm riding are they the Golden Bears? Or are they just the Bears? Just the Bears, right?
Golden Bears, I think.
Golden Bears. All right. Here we go. What do we got here? Miami of Ohio at Ohio State. Ohio State 39.5 point favorites.
Looks like Vegas finally figured out that Ohio State's not a shitty team this year.
No more free money by picking Ohio State.
2 weeks they've been giving 16 to Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah, they are now woke. The handicappers are woke. I'm talking slow so I can buy myself a second here to pull up Miami of Ohio schedule, which I now have. If this page will refresh, that'd be very helpful. Here we go. All right. Miami of Ohio, 38-14 loss in week 1 to Iowa. They beat Tennessee Tech 48-17 week 2. They lost to Cincinnati 35-13. This team's going to get smoked at Ohio State. Give me Ohio State to cover 39.5 points. They're wanting to pile it on, man. They're not holding anything back. So I think that this continues.
There's a chance at a backdoor cover here?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I'm not putting real money on this game. But I think that for the sake of this argument, I'm going with Ohio State to cover this game.
Who's Ohio State playing the next couple weeks? Anybody good?
Ohio State.
Nebraska on the road next week.
All right.
And then they play Michigan State. I'm trying to think, is there any chance for a letdown game here?
I mean, a letdown in that they win by 25 instead of 40?
Yeah.
There's certainly a chance.
They're sloppy. Yeah. All right, well, here's the deal. Ohio State thus far in the season has won by 24 against Florida Atlantic, 42 to Cincinnati, and Indiana by 41. And you said Ohio's already lost to Cincinnati?
Yeah, 35-13.
Ohio State, give it to me.
I'm going to tell you right now that if you would have picked Miami, Ohio, I was going to change my pick at the end of the show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We need to stay together on this one, man.
Big number, yeah. Get scared of those big numbers when it's not Bama.
Right, and Bama screwed me last week on real dollars. All right, this is a big one here. Number 8, Auburn travels to number 17, Texas A&M. Texas A&M now 2 weeks removed from their loss to Clemson. They beat Lamar 62-3. They beat Texas State 41-7. Auburn, of course, with that week one win over Oregon. What else has Auburn done this year? Let's look at this resume. They beat Tulane 24-6. They beat Kent State 55-16. Texas A&M, I think, is going to win the game. Will they win the game by 4 points or more? Yes. Give me Texas A&M.
I actually agree with you. I think A&M's scrappy enough on defense where they can cause some errors, right, by a young quarterback going into a hostile environment with the 12th man there at Kyle Field.
Great name for a field, right?
Yeah, it's a terrific name for a field. And listen, I'm looking at Auburn defensively, and I think A&M's got enough on the outside that they can test him. And I think Kellen Mond's a much better football player than what we saw against Clemson. So I'm looking for a big bounce back from Mond. Give me A&M by more than 3.5.
Well, and Bo Nix, I know he had those heroics at the end of the Oregon game, but against Tulane, 207 passing yards. Against Kent State, 161 passing yards. Like,
right.
I don't know, man. I'm not buying it.
And he wasn't even good against Oregon either. Right. Like, let's call a spade a spade here. Right. Like, his touchdown throw was a bad throw.
Yeah, I know.
It was just to a guy that was wide open, and Oregon's defender has never been taught to look for the football, because if he looks for the football, he's running the other way, and he's probably still running.
Right.
A&M to cover. There you go. Joe, we have number 15, UCF. Playing another Power 5 school. Look at them.
They're doing it, man.
This is great.
They're doing it.
And they're playing Pittsburgh in Pitt, and UCF is favored by 12.5. I have absolutely zero reason to think Pitt is going to cover at home 12.5 points. Give me UCF to cover.
Good pick, sir. I never once thought Pitt would cover this spread. I mean, they're what's the formula for them covering? Ball control, running the football? I don't know, man. I'm not buying Pitt. UCF covers.
And listen,
they're hot.
Pitt played Penn State real tough last week, right?
This is a slop fest out there, though.
Two things about that game. Penn State sucks this year, too. And Pitt's going to come off an emotional letdown of giving everything they had to beat an in-state rival. They didn't get it done. You got a group of six school coming up to play, and you're going to la-di-dom. Doesn't matter that they just spanked Stanford. I guarantee you they will not be ready at the beginning of that football game to play this game.
What do we got here? Number 22, Washington at BYU. Washington road favorites, 6.5 point road favorites. Kyle, Washington lost to Cal, but then they kind of smoked their other two opponents.
What a dumb result. That's a dumb outcome for a game, man.
Are they going to go into BYU and win?
Why would they not?
I don't know. BYU's played some close games. I don't know.
So BYU has beaten Tennessee and USC in the last 2 weeks. They got the brakes beat off them by Utah.
Oh, this makes me...
I guess the question is, do you think Washington is too finesse? Because that's where BYU will play you tough.
Washington will get enough big plays in the passing game to cover. I don't feel good about it. keep your real money in your pocket in this game.
I'm going to take BYU.
You ass. You just want me to get with down by Washington.
Yeah, I might change it by the end, but I just wanted to get a reaction from you. You got it. After I talked you into taking
one. You got it, too. You got it.
All right. Next up, we got TCU at home laying 9.5 against SMU. TCU's coming off a big win last week. They played Purdue, right?
Yeah, beat them by 20, right?
Who was Purdue missing in that football game?
I have no idea. Was it Sindelar? Bailey, the linebacker.
Oh, Marcus Bailey.
He's out for the year, yeah.
9.5. What's SMU done this year?
They beat Arkansas State, North Texas, and Texas State by like 7, 20, and 30.
Okay, so they're peaking the right way, but now they're going to play the wrong team. Give me TCU to cover by 9.5 at home.
I agree with you. I don't feel great about it, but I'm not going to be different than you there, and that would not be.
It's kind of like that's a weird lay, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you're taking this one.
Yeah, 16 Oregon at Stanford. Oregon 10-point road favorites. Stanford's not too good this year, but they got their asses kicked last week. They're going to be focused. They're well coached by David Shaw. Oregon has smoked their next two opponents after the letdown to Auburn. What happened in this game last year? This is that game that Herbert.
This was the choke job.
This was stupid.
This was like Justin Herbert did not throw an incompletion in the first 55 minutes of the game. And they were going to run out the clock. And the guy fumbled. And then Stanford ties it with seconds left in regulation. And then Herbert throws a pick and interception. Or in the end zone in overtime. And they lose.
Sco Ducks, quack, quack.
This was the game where the Ducks were like up 14 or 17. And they're inside the 5, and the center snapped the ball over Herbert's head, and the guy picked up and ran back for a touchdown the other way. Just like the dumbest, and that's what at least scares me a little bit, is Oregon almost always finds a way to make like that stupid play that you're like, what are you doing? Almost always in a high-profile football game. Give me Oregon outright, but give me Stanford to cover.
Oof.
Woo. 10's a big number.
They lost by more than 10 to UCF.
I understand, but Stanford's at home, and you just said they just got spanked last week. They're going to be fired up.
Maybe they're just not that good.
Listen, if you feel strongly about this game one way or the other, I got some good news for you. At the end of a hard week, it's great to sit down, take some time off, and watch some football. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else quite like the football, whether it's the NFL or college, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. Do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag. No one gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. Don't forget, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And MyBookie.ag is the best in the business. It's where I play, and it's where you should too. I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet on them if they weren't the best. Joe, I have good news.
What's he got?
I am in the green for the year for the first time.
So you made some good.
Because I took Cleveland to cover 6.5 on Monday Night Football.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a big thing. You know, I lost my first two bets that I placed this season, and I'm on a little bit of a heater now, and it feels good. So do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this football season, bet with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. No matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year to bet. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. We'll be right back to finish up the rest of these top 25 spreads. So who's taking this one?
Is it me? Yeah, I think I led off with the Oregon Stanford. This one's on.
Yeah, Old Dominion on the road playing number one Virginia. And Joe, this is a big number too for Virginia.
Yeah.
29.5 points Virginia's favored by.
Yeah.
What has Old Dominion done this year? Enlighten me.
They beat Norfolk State 24-21. Squeaker.
Oh.
They lost at Virginia Tech, the revenge game for the Hokies. They lost 31-17. Oh, and they were idle last week.
I think I'm going to take Old Dominion to cover.
I think I'm
going to take Old Dominion to cover 29.5.
I think that's a smart play. I think that's a very smart play. I might actually put real money on that.
That's a really big number.
Yep.
And I know Virginia's riding the high. I know Virginia has Notre Dame next week. But Virginia only beat William and Mary by like 35.
Right, yeah.
And I think Old Dominion's a better football player.
They'll win the game like 30-10, but guess what? You don't win money if they win 30-10.
Right.
Oh, there might be real Joe Marino money in play here.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Charlotte at number one. Clemson, the spread here is 41.5. Charlotte fans are pretty excited about the direction of this football team with their new coach. They've played well. They played a competitive game with App State, and they beat UMass pretty handily, 52-17. Beat Gardner-Webb, 49-28. The question that we have is, are they going to be within 42 points of Clemson? Probably not. Give me Clemson to cover that.
Welcome back to reality, Charlotte football fans. Yeah, I think Clemson's kind of been scratching and clawing, right? And Trevor Lawrence kind of figuring out things that work and don't. I think he's being a little bit more liberal with the football, is obviously evidenced by some of the turnovers he's thrown this year. But I think this is a great opportunity for Clemson to kind of get back on the horse, have the blow-up game. ETN's going to run for 203 touchdowns on like 12 carries again. Like, I think Clemson's got enough working for him. They win this one going away. Oklahoma State at Texas. Texas is favored by 6 points. Oklahoma State so far this year, Joe. They beat Oregon State by 16. They beat McNeese State by 32. And they beat Tulsa in Tulsa by 19. There's no chance of a letdown because they're playing Texas this week. Who does Texas play next week?
You're asking me to find
that. I got it. They play at West Virginia. They go on the road next week. And then it's the Red River rivalry. If Texas is going to have a letdown, it's not happening this week. Because Texas, there's 0% chance Texas is looking ahead to West Virginia. And they're not looking ahead 2 weeks, technically 3 weeks, because they're off next week to play Oklahoma. Give me Texas to cover -6.
I'm with you on this. Texas, and another reason why I think Texas will cover the spread is because they lost to Oklahoma State last year, right? 38-35. These players, that matters to them. I hear coaches all the time, college coaches in press conferences, they talk about, you know, venging for losses and that it means something to the guys in the locker room. They're going to come out and want to win this game, and I think they'll do it. We got this is the big one of the week, number 7, Notre Dame.
Don't envy you on picking this one first, Joe.
I'll talk myself into something here. Number 7, Notre Dame at number 3, Georgia. We got a two top 10 teams here, but a 14.5 point spread. Georgia 30-6 over Vandy, 63-17 over Murray State, 55-0 over Arkansas State. We know this team's talented, what they're capable of doing. Notre Dame kind of skated by against Louisville. It was 35-17 and felt a little closer than that. They beat New Mexico 66-14. And now they're in Athens. I like Georgia to cover. I think Fromm's got some playmakers at receiver in Pickens and Cager that are not bad. Werner at tight end. Two good backs. NFL offensive line. Underrated pieces on defense. I don't really respect Ian Book.
But will Georgia disrespect Ian Book and open the door for that game to be closer than it should be?
It's top 10. I mean, this is top 10 teams, man. This is as big as it gets in college football here.
I know, but it's Notre Dame, man. Like, this happens every year. people's like, yeah, it's top 10 team, but it's Notre Dame. And there's like kind of that snicker and eye roll.
Clemson overlooked Notre Dame in the playoffs last year to get ready for Bama.
Well, Clemson has a good quarterback prospect, so.
It's taking shots at Jake Fromm.
I'm just kidding. I did not have strong convictions either way, but I will side with you. Because I do think they can big boy Notre Dame up front. My worry is, do you get the explosive plays to really run up the score and create the separation? That's my concern, yeah. But I will side with you and take Georgia in this.
I'm with you on that. I felt like I my best exposure so far this year is to Notre Dame's been that Louisville game. And I'm like, Louisville's not a good football team. Like, why are they struggling right now? I don't know. It sent a message to me about same old Notre Dame, to be honest with you. Same old Notre Dame.
I could totally see this being like 24-10, right? Where it's just on that cusp. And Georgia probably completely dominates physically the football game,
yeah.
But there's just not a lot of points scored in it. I would not put real money on this line.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. No.
Oh, just so everybody can appreciate, like, we're picking, but like, the confidence level of this pick is not where some of the other.
Yeah, I'll play some real bets today. I'll tell you guys what I put my real money on tomorrow.
Yeet! All right, can't wait. We got two more, Joe. Colorado is on the road playing Arizona State.
Yeah.
And Arizona State is favored by 7.5.
Yeah.
Give me Arizona State to win. Give me Colorado to cover.
Amen. Colorado's played two overtime games in the last 3 weeks. They beat Colorado State week one. Arizona State has played pretty close games for the most part this year so far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just too many points. That's too many points. Give me Colorado as well.
You know, and Colorado should have beat Nebraska outright. I'm sorry, they did beat Nebraska. Yeah. Nebraska should have beat them outright and handily. Colorado scored 24 points in the fourth quarter of that football game.
That says a lot about
to tie it. Right. To tie it.
They're going to be annoying. They're going to backdoor cover this.
Colorado?
Yeah. They won't win.
Absolutely. They're going to linger. I think Arizona State wins outright. It's probably a 3-point football
game. Yeah. Be like a 10-point game, final drive, Arizona or Colorado gets a ball. And they score a touchdown, and the score is 24-20. And
Montez has some crazy toss.
Yeah. We've seen this movie.
Montez will turn. Yep.
Seen this. All right.
Which just leaves us with you, Joe. UCLA at number 19, Washington State. Washington State is lying almost 3 touchdowns, and I think this is an easy choice.
And I got to make it first here. So 18.5, Washington State at home. They haven't. Well, they played a closer game. They didn't cover against Houston, right? I was wrong about that. UCLA is bad, like real bad. They haven't played a competitive game. I mean, they're getting smoked. They're losing. Mike Leach is going to want to stick it to Chip Kelly, right? Washington State covers.
So listen, UCLA to this point in the year has lost in Cincinnati, lost at home the last two games to San Diego State by 9 and Oklahoma by 34. UCLA is going to get the pants knocked off them. Washington State covers.
The most respect you've ever had for Washington State right there in that sentence.
Our Cougs.
It took UCLA as the opponent for Kyle to put some respect on Washington State, but here we are.
Here we are.
What does that say about UCLA, right, man? Jeez.
So do you have any remorse with any of your picks?
Well, my eyes are going to go to where we're different. I have Tennessee. You have Florida. I have Tennessee to cover 14. I have Washington over BYU. I don't like that at all. Oh, I have Oregon over Stanford. We got three different this week, sir.
We got three different this week.
I think Oregon's – I'm not changing Oregon.
You only get to pick one.
Oh, is that how
that's the deal? You only get to change one.
I feel okay enough to go out Tennessee. I could be wrong about that. What's the other one? Washington?
Washington on the road favored by 6.5.
Counting on the big plays in the passing game. I'm keeping it. I'll hold and serve here.
Damn it.
What were you hoping for?
No comment.
It's your chance, man. Do whatever you need to do.
I mean, these were three games I was riding the fence on, but I kind of had talked myself into the picks before you made them, and I just didn't let you kind of
sway you,
swing me,
like right? I did last week.
Correct.
Could be a good case study.
The only one I am going to change one. I'm going to come to your side on the Vols game.
Oh,
rivalry game, quarterback that's never started before. I understand it's in Gainesville. You mentioned Tennessee's got a little momentum building for him. I'm going to come over to the dark side and pick the Vols to cover 14, because 14 pushes and then neither one of us lose.
Looking forward to Kyle's rant on Monday about how Kyle Trask lit up.
I can't believe.
It's coming.
What an idiot I am. Guaranteed, if Florida covers, I will be griping about it on Monday.
We know. So we know. Might be an emergency pod on Saturday afternoon.
Real quick, Joe, who you got tonight?
Who plays? It's Jacksonville and Tennessee?
Jags and Titans.
What's the spread?
Oh, we doing spread now?
No, we got to. That's. I don't think we should, but I want to know for the sake of right now.
Well, let's check with mybookie.ag and see what the spread is for tonight's NFL game on Thursday Night Football.
I might put some real money on this.
Titans -2. Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm putting it on right now.
Locking it in for Tennessee, right?
Yep. I'm throwing $20 on Tennessee -2 right now.
Same here. Let's make some money. Some quiche, right? Is that what you say?
Bet placed. I'm in, and you should be too. Mybookie.ag. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Draft Dudes Podcast. Come back and see us again tomorrow. We're going to preview the NFL slate.